This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net. Hello, I'm Liz Guzman and I'm here at the University of Manchester interviewing Dr. Jaime Pineda, who is a co-found ESO ALMA Fellow. He's here to tell us a little bit about his work and explain us what is his work about. Hello, Jaime.
Hi, Liz.
How's it going?
Good, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us, what are you working on at the moment?
Hi, Liz. So I'm working especially on star formation. I focus on the early stages of star formation, and I use a very wide range of instruments and telescopes. So I go from millimeter wavelengths, centimeter wavelengths, up to near-infrared or optical. So I have quite a wide background and also a wide interest on star formation topic. In star formation, I lately work on the early stages. And what I mean by that is before we actually form a star, we can study some of these dense and cold regions in the molecular clouds where we're actually forming stars right now. Because it's in these regions where we can see the initial stages and we can study the initial conditions for star formation. And in this case, we have been able to study the kinematics of these regions using dense gas, cold gas. And for that, we used observatories like the Green Bank Telescope in the United States, or observatories like the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope in the UK, to study some of these regions and use molecular lines to get information about the velocity and how much turbulence there is in the cold, dense gas. What we've found is that, in fact, there is a strong change in the properties between what's the cloud, the molecular cloud, the parental material, and what is the dense core, what's the initial material that's going to form a star. So what we find is that the amount of turbulence or motions, internal motions in the gas that's going to form a star, it's very, very small. It's very little. You have very little turbulence and motions in this region, while the molecular cloud, it's highly turbulent. It's supersonic. So the question on how to take this turbulent material with high amount of velocities and then form some of these very small and quiescent objects, it's one of them most important test to the star formation theories that are currently being proposed. And what we find is also that this transition between the quiescent gas and the very turbulent gas is very sharp. So it's a transition that we only found 1 or 2 years ago and was never observed previously, and we're able to put very strong limits on the size scale of this transition. And some of the theorists are working right now to try to reproduce these observations and try to see what are the key parameters on their models that will allow them to reproduce the observations and therefore constrain their own theories. However, if we go even further, we can observe also regions that are just forming one of these stars, meaning that the material is still in falling to increase the mass of the protostar. And if we observe them in some of the, for example, the space telescope, the Herschel Space Observatory, we don't see anything. We don't see anything in near-infrared or mid-infrared or even optical wavelength. And therefore, it means that we are finding objects that are just being born. They are just being created. And we can study the initial conditions of star formation because these objects have not been able to affect the cloud that much, so we can actually see what's the initial conditions for star formation. And we can also study the detailed processes that are involved in the star formation for these very early stages. So,
wow, this is very interesting. Okay, so just explain us a little bit. These star forming regions, are they all over the galaxy or are they in some special places?
So the star forming regions are mostly located in what they're called molecular clouds, and they lie around usually in the spiral arms and also in the galactic center. So it's in these regions that you see when you take a look at the images of external galaxies, where you can see very clear, nice spiral arms. It's because they are just forming stars. Some of the massive stars, they have just been born, and this is the regions that are forming stars in the galaxy. But luckily for us, we have very nearby star-forming regions, only a couple of 100 light years from us. So we can actually do a very detailed study of the star formation process in these regions, and especially with the upcoming observatory ALMA, we'll be able to take some of the highest angular resolution observations ever taken for some of these regions, and we'll be able to study chemistry. We'll be able to get information about kinematics in some of these regions and study the star formation process in a way that's never been done before. So I think it's this new observatory, ALMA, is going to make us think about star formation in a whole different way. And that's what we're looking for in the next couple of months, waiting for the first call of proposals. So.
Excellent. Sounds very, very interesting. Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the interview, and let us know what's going on with ALMA and all the new observations that you're going to get.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Bye.